just want to take a brief moment to introduce our speaker this morning. Any more that seeing is Pastor Scott Lee.
在有些人在中文堂聚会的未必认识到的同心。
For many of us who are in the Chinese worship, you might not know who he is.
他是我们教会英文部的其中一个讲员。
Pastor Scott has been our worship speaker downstairs in the English worship.
他是每次讲员都，我太太有时经过来听，他都会话，听过的讲过，我们认识，就啊啊，Pastor
Wallace, Pastor Wallace, my Supreme sometimes goes downstairs, and she always comment after each sermon to Pastor Wallace that Pastor Scott is a great speaker.
我是系喺麦诺马神学院嚟读毕业。Pastor
Scott was graduated from Monoma Seminary.
亦系去咗，亦都去到非洲读咗系夏天嘅时间，读书嘅工作，读咗六年嘅时间。For
6 years, he's been every summer he goes to Africa and to do missionary work.
又系翻嚟呢个嘅基督教嘅中学度教书。Now
he's teaching at a Christian high school.
都系喺星期日嘅时候，基督教会度教。Then
on Sunday he comes to our English worship and teaches the word of God.
我们一起欢迎，Pastor Scott。Let's
welcome him.
It is very good to be here on Easter morning.
我好开心嘅今日能够喺呢个复活节同大家喺埋一齐。
I enjoy Easter a great deal.
我系好开心嚟到系。
A lot of people like Christmas and celebrating Christmas.
很多人是喜欢庆祝这个圣诞节。But
for me, Easter is my favorite holiday.
但是这个复活节是我最开心的节日。It
is the day that we celebrate Christ's resurrection.
今天我们庆祝基督的复活节。The
Apostle Paul speaks about resurrection for an entire chapter in the book of 1 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多前书那里整章也都讲到耶稣基督的复活。It's
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
在哥林多前书的45章。I
would invite you, if you have a Bible, to turn there with me.
但如果大家有圣经的时候，请打开这个哥林多前书的15章。I'm
going to begin with the first 6 verses of that chapter.
我想跟大家读后那6节的经文。Verse
1. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and on which you have taken your stand.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。By
this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain.
并且你们若不是徒然相信, 能以此持守我传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。
He was buried, he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说。
And he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
并且显给法汉，然后显给十二使徒汉。
After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
后来一时显给500多弟兄汉，其中一大半到如今还在，却也已有精髓了。
Paul proclaims here that Christ has risen from the dead and was seen by many witnesses.
保罗告诉我们，基督是复活，亦都有很多人是亲眼是见过基督。
And we're here today to celebrate that historical reality.
今天我们就庆祝这个历史当中这个事实。
Let me pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Father,
亲爱的天父,
we are grateful that you died on the cross for us.
我们知道神你差派耶稣基督为我们罪死十字架。
We're grateful that your Son made that sacrifice for us.
我们知道耶稣基督为我们献出这个牺牲。
But we are grateful that he didn't stay dead.
让我们明白耶稣基督不是留在死亡之中。
We are excited to proclaim that he rose from the dead.
我们很开心的是宣告他已经从死亡当中的复活过来。
And he is alive today.
他今天是活着在我们心中。
I pray as we listen to your word today, we will be excited about your resurrection.
我们今天听你的宣告，我们很兴奋的，在听到这个复活的信息。
I pray that we will be encouraged by the resurrection.
我们希望这个复活的信息给我们得到的鼓励。
And I pray that we would be moved to live our lives because of the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. On Good Friday, we celebrate and remember the fact that Christ died for us on the cross. As James said earlier, it can be a sad day of remembrance.
也都是一个当日好像人起上来一个绝望的日子来看。
In my classes at high school last Friday, I spoke about Good Friday with all of my students.
在上个星期五的受难节，我在班房里面和中学生讲关于受难节的故事。And
the mood was very low.
那个情绪很低。I
was talking to a friend this weekend.
今日在这个星期，我同我朋友来聊天。
And he said that Good Friday services are often depressing.
对啊，好多时候佢哋都话，喺受难节呢个敬拜嘅时候，都俾人好低潮。
I think this is because we don't like stories that don't end well.
但系我哋经常都知听想听到，唔想听到啲消息系冇结局嘅消息。
And our faith as Christians is not following a religion.
我们的信心不是跟随一个宗教。
Our faith is to live out a story.
而是我们的生命是要在圣经里面活着。
And this story begins at the beginning of creation.
就是这个故事的开始，就是从圣经的第一节创世纪而开始。
And it waits for many, many years for the hero of the story to arrive.
然后也都看到这个故事一路一路地进展过来。
And then we find out that on Good Friday, the hero of our story dies a brutal death.
Yeah, 我们喺呢个故事当中，我哋一路等待、期待呢个嘅伟人嘅出现，呢个伟人嘅基督被死过嚟。
It seems like a very tragic story.
一个好悲惨嘅故事嘅结局。
But we know that it's not the end of the story.
但系我哋知道呢个唔系一个就系咁样完结。
This is not a tragic story.
呢个唔系好悲惨嘅故事。
Because Christ did not stay dead.
而系耶稣基督唔系就留在死亡嘅里边。
The hero of our story and our Savior has risen to life.
而系我哋所救主，佢已经从死亡当中而系复活咗过嚟。
And as Paul writes Corinthians, he believes that's very important.
喺保罗喺写俾哥林多教会嘅弟兄姊妹话俾佢听，复活系件好重要嘅事情。
In chapter 15, verse 14, he says this.
喺15章嘅第14节咁样，保罗话。
If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
保罗话：若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然；你们所信的也是枉然。Again
in verse 17, he says.
跟住喺第17节咁话。And
if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然；你们仍在罪里。
In the church, we spend a lot of time centering on the death of Jesus for us.
很多时候，我哋教会系集中于就讲关于耶稣基督嘅死。And
I think it is important that on Good Friday we sit in the difficulty of our God dying.
就系我哋喺受难节嘅时候，我哋谂到耶稣基督被钉死嗰个情况。So
why does Paul put so much emphasis on the resurrection?
点解保罗喺呢度计？ 好強調呢個復活嘅信息咧。
Why does Paul say that our faith is empty and useless without the resurrection?
保罗一直嘅提醒我哋话，如果冇复活呢个事实，我哋所信嘅一切都是枉然。
I think Paul answers that question in the entire book of Corinthians.
就系保罗喺整本嘅哥林多书里边都系讲关于强调复活嘅事情。
So we're going to look at that today.
我哋今日就系嚟到一齐嚟到学习。
But first, I want to start at the beginning of this epic story. At the beginning of this story in Genesis chapter
1,
God creates this world, He creates everything that exists.
但是说神创造所有,
and after each day of creation, the Bible says He saw that it was good.
当神创造了天地万物之后,
each thing God created, He saw that it was good.
每做一样,每一日做的事,创造完之后,神都说是好的。
Because He is the Creator, He is the one who can see and evaluate whether things are good or not.
因为他是创造者,他看到他所做的一切是好。
This is God's great wisdom.
这个就是上帝的智慧。
But in chapter 3 of Genesis,
但是我们在创世纪第三章就看到,
we are introduced to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
就是我们看到神给我们知道这个分别善恶树的树,这个树。
And God had told them not to eat the fruit from this tree.
但他吩咐亚当说,你们不可以吃这个树上的果子。
But in verse 6 of chapter
3,在第三章的第六节这么说,
it says that the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good.
但是夏娃看到这个果子,她觉得是好啊。
God is the one who can see what is good or not for us.
但是上帝的眼里面看到,
but the woman decided that she could see what was good.
但是女人来说看到,她用她的眼来看,这个分辨是我树的果子是好的。
And her husband went along with her.
但是亚当也跟随女人来这么做。
And God said that this choice to decide what was good in your own eyes,
就是说神说,如果你用你的眼睛来决定是好与坏的时候,
this is rebellion.
你就是反叛。
And so the Bible sets up a contrast between two kinds of wisdom.
就是圣经给我们看到,有两样的智慧在这里。
There is the wisdom of God, which leads to life.
就是上帝的智慧,给我们看到人,带领我们看到有这个生命。
And there is the wisdom of humans that leads to death.
就是人的智慧,就引导我们这个面对死亡。
The book of Romans chapter 5 says that death came through Adam, and then death came to all men.
就是罗马书,保罗告诉我们,一人的犯罪,罪入了这个世界。
It says that death came to all men because all sinned.
就是说罪入了世界的时候,众人都犯了罪。
All human beings chose to see what was good in their own eyes.
因为人类用他自己的眼睛来看,什么认为对于他们是好的。
All human beings have used their own wisdom.
就是每个人都是用他们自己个人的智慧。
And this is the pattern we see going through this entire story.
这个整个看到,就是人类就跟随这个事实这样去做。
People choose what is right in their own eyes, and it leads to death.
就是人类选择用他们的智慧眼光来决定,而是他们的决定而引致他们的灭亡。
And so everyone dies in this story.
就是每个人在这个结局当中都是灭亡。
At least most everyone.
就是差不多大部分的人。
And because people begin to know that death is waiting all of them,
就是人知道死亡一直是等候着我们的去到,
they begin to use their wisdom to gain goodness in this life.
就是人用他的方法智慧,
they try to grab whatever they can for this life.
他们在生活的地上,一切来都拿,拿,拿,最快乐。
They try to find comfort and happiness in this life.
就是他在地上的生命当中,去寻找他自己个人的舒服的快乐。
And many times they do not even care if it hurts other people.
他们不想到他们所做的决定是影响到别人。
The very next story of Genesis tells us this.
就是跟着创世纪都讲给我们另外一个故事。
The next two humans were brothers, Cain and Abel.
就是第二个故事就是该人,
Cain wanted to have a great name. Cain wanted his God to be pleased with him.
但是在该人是在神的眼中而得到这个取悦。
But God favored Abel's sacrifice.
喜欢佢嘅见证。
So Cain used his wisdom to see what would be good.
就是他用他的眼光来看到什么是最好。
And his wisdom led him to murder his brother.
就是那个人阿伯就是用他看到上帝喜欢他的兄弟的时候，他用他的眼光来杀死他的兄弟。
As history moved on in this Bible,
就是当这个故事一直这样来到下去的时候，
people became very good at using their wisdom to bring their life goodness.
就是从那时候开始，每个人用自然的方法来到为自己争取自己认为好的嘢。People
became very smart at finding out how to make their life better, even at the expense of others.
就是他会不计较任何的代价，为着自己得到呢个舒适。
This was especially true for the powerful leaders.
尤其是很多这些有权力的领袖。
But it is even true in the church in Corinth.
甚至乎在哥林多教会也有这样的事实。
And so we'll turn back to the book of Corinthians.
我们跟着回到这个哥林多前书那里看。
This letter that Paul wrote was in response to questions and problems that he heard about the church in Corinth.
保罗写这个书信的时候，就因为他们哥林多教会的人对他发出一些问题。He
had heard reports that people were dividing in the church by following different leaders.
就是他们听到保罗听到他们的教会因为要跟随不同的领袖，将教会分裂过来。He
heard that people were bringing lawsuits against each other within the church.
甚至乎大家来到互相的控诉。
He heard that in their worship services, certain spiritual gifts were being elevated.
就是在他们敬拜的当中，属灵的恩赐，有某些人高举某一些，有些人高举某一些。And
so people were trying to gain prestige in the church by the way they worshiped.
就是人，他们用他们不同的方式来争取别人对他们的跟随。He
also heard that the people had questions.
也都是听到人有这些问题。
They were asking if Christians should get married and if they should stay married.
就是他亦都问题话，人应该要结婚呢个，或者唔应该结婚。
They were asking if Christians should eat meat that had been sacrificed to idols.
亦都有个问题就话，这个信徒应该食拜过偶像嘅食物。
They even had questions about the resurrection and whether it was really true.
亦都有个问题，亦都有人怀疑。
So in the book of Corinthians, Paul goes about answering these questions.
在哥林多前书里面，就是保罗就一直嘅嚟到答佢哋呢啲嘅问题。But
he begins his answers by giving them some principles to live by.
就是保罗都答佢嘅问题，都俾啲嘅原则佢哋去坚守。He
spends two chapters telling them about wisdom.
就是他用两个嘅章节嚟到讲关于呢个嘅智慧。For
example,
例子
in chapter 2, verses 6 and 7,
喺第二章第七节，
he says, "We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing."
在哥林多前书嘅第二章第七节，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏的。 神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万世以前预定我们得明的。No,
we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began.
对，这智慧在世上有权人的，没有一个人知道。Paul
says that it's just like the garden; there are still two kinds of wisdom.
就是保罗话俾佢听，喺好似伊甸园当中，呢度有存在两个嘅智慧喺里边。
There is God's wisdom, which leads to life.
就是神的智慧，领人有生命。And
there is man's wisdom that leads to death.
就是人的智慧，引导人去死亡。But
over many centuries of following man's wisdom, men have begun to think that is what is truly wise.
就是在这么多的历史当中，人都以为自己智慧就是这个智慧。And
Paul says that they begin to think that God's wisdom is foolishness.
人睇起上帝嘅智慧係愚蠢嘅。There
was a house that I used to live in.
有個間屋我從前係住過嘅。It
had a screen door.
有一個嘅網嘅門。And
you had to lock it from the outside when you left the house.
就係話佢嘅設計你要喺 첫 비서에.
And I found out the first time I locked it that the deadbolt, which I thought you should turn left to close, was not actually right. You had to turn the key right to make the deadbolt go.
但是说这个锁是刚刚相反的，以为是转左的，而且用转右的。
It seemed like I had to turn the wrong way to make the door lock.
就是说我要用错误的方向，然后才可以将这个门给锁好。
So every day when I went to lock the door, I would remind myself, do it the wrong way.
就是说每次我锁门的时候，我要记住，不是用正确的方法，要向左来开门。After
a year of doing this, I would come to the door and I would tell myself, turn it the wrong way.
但每次来到这个门的时候，我就话俾自己啲要用错嘅方法嚟到锁门。But
I have been turning it that way so long that I would think, which is the wrong way?
就当我哋一路用得太耐嘅时候，已经习惯咗边个系错误嘅。And
I would have to turn it several times to figure out.
就系当咁样嘅时候，我一路要开咗几次，然后先知道乜嘢啊。
Man had been living by his wrong wisdom for so many centuries that it began to look like the right way.
人活在这个人的智慧当中，咁习惯咗嘅时候，人就以为佢哋嘅方式就系正确。And
God's wisdom looked like foolishness.
但神嘅智慧，人嘅眼睇上嚟系蠢嘅。And
Paul was telling the Corinthians that their problems were arising because they were acting by man's wisdom.
就系保罗话提醒佢哋，佢哋嘅智。 嘅做嘅方式，因为用咗人嘅智慧，越嚟越盖过神嘅智慧。So
what is God's wisdom?
神嘅智慧系乜嘢咧
？I believe Paul tells us in chapter 1 verse 22.
我哋睇到喺哥林多前书嘅第1章嘅22节。And
all the way through 24.
一直去到24节咁话。It
says Jews demand miraculous signs and Greeks look for wisdom.
犹太人是要神迹，希利人要求智慧。
But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles.
我们却是全钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。But
to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
Paul tells us that Christ crucified is God's wisdom.
神保罗话俾你听，基督被钉死系上帝嘅智慧。
God sent His Son sacrificially in love for people that could never repay His love.
就系神因着爱差派主耶稣基督为我哋嘅罪死喺十字架，我哋无法只可以回报翻俾神。The
book of Philippians says that Jesus let go of the privileges of being God to become a servant and to die on a cross for us.
喺《腓立比书》话到，基督系舍弃佢呢个神嘅身份，而系道成肉身嚟代表人。God's
wisdom is to sacrificially love others.
就系神嘅爱，就系呢个牺牲嘅爱，为别人牺牲。And
the greatest example of this is Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
就最好嘅例子就系耶稣基督嚟钉十字架。
This is the opposite of the world's wisdom.
呢个完全系世人当中人嘅智慧嘅相反。
The world has grown wise at being able to acquire for oneself.
就系每个世人都系一直用方法想得晒所有嘅嘢。
The world is able to elevate oneself through their wisdom.
就系人用佢嘅智慧想提升佢自己。
We are very good at doing things for ourselves, even at the expense of others.
就係有時我哋為咗自己個人嘅好處而犧牲咗別人。I
know that when I look back at my life, I see that pattern in my own life.
就係當我自己苦心自問嘅時候，我睇到我自己都有咁嘅犯錯。I
am a selfish man.
我係一個好自私嘅人。And
I know how to do things for myself.
我一直為自己嚟做嚟到抬升我自己。But
God calls us to a different kind of wisdom.
但係神話俾我哋知，我哋有另外一種嘅智慧。
The wisdom that says I will sacrifice my good to love the other.
就系话神嘅智慧话俾你听，我牺牲我最好嘅系为咗你哋。And
so Paul spends the rest of Corinthians applying this wisdom to their problems.
就系保罗就用神嘅智慧咁嚟到教导佢哋嘅问题。
He says you're divided by following different leaders and different apostles.
就是说他们的分裂,说要跟着这个基督,跟着那个信徒。
You're trying to make yourself feel more important by saying, I follow Paul or I follow Peter.
你就是这样做的时候,被人说,我是跟随这个保罗,跟随这个保罗。
And Paul answers them by saying, I'm one of those leaders.
保罗也告诉他,我是其中一个领袖。
And I am nothing.
我是没什么。
I have been pouring out my life and sacrificing and going through pain and suffering in order to love you.
就是保罗告诉他,我所有的,就是为了你们,又受痛苦,压迫,都是为了你们。
Paul said, my life has been in danger out of my love for you.
就是我的爱而遇到这些危险。
He said, I do not consider my life important.
保罗说,我的生命觉得不是重要。
So don't try to pretend you're important by following me.
就不要假设你跟着我就觉得是很好。
Think about the entire church.
要想想全间教会是怎样看。
Paul talked about their lawsuits.
但保罗也讲到他们的互相控诉。
He said, when someone has stolen from you, you have every right to bring a lawsuit against them.
有人偷了你的东西,你是有权的,向别人来控诉,拿回你自己的失去。
But he said, why not rather be wrong?
但为什么不觉得是有得去呢?
He says, the wisdom of Christ is to let the other take advantage.
就是说,你放低自己的时候,让别人可以拿到一些好处都可以。
He talked about spiritual gifts in their worship.
但他也讲到这个属灵的恩赐在敬拜里面。
He said, you're trying to be important by doing the right kinds of worship.
你觉得用这些有些属灵的恩赐,觉得这个敬拜是对的。
But he said, instead, you should honor the lowliest in the congregation.
也是说,你应该要顾及到有些属灵基础的低的,很成熟的人。
Those people that cannot offer anything are the most indispensable.
就是有些人不可以付出,有能力做那么多。
He says, your problems will be solved if you begin to live by God's wisdom.
就是说,鼓励他们要用神上帝的智慧生活。
And then he began answering their questions.
然后接着再答他们的问题。
For instance, they asked, should we eat meat sacrificed to idols?
就是说,我们拜个偶像的食物,我们应该吃呢?
Paul spends several chapters answering this question.
保罗用了很多章节来解答他们的问题。
And for those of you that like definite answers, you will be disappointed.
如果你说一定要这样做的时候,你会很失望。
Because Paul says, in some circumstances, it is okay. In other circumstances, it's not.
保罗告诉他,在某些环境里面你可以,在某些环境里面你是应该做。
He says the most important thing in this question is whether you're loving your brothers.
这个目的就是说,你这样做,吃与不吃的出发点,是不是因为你爱你的兄弟?
He said even if you feel like you have the freedom to eat this meat, you should give up your rights for those that might feel guilty about it.
就是因为你觉得你是有权去吃。 因为你爱关心别人的时候,你情愿放弃自己这个权利。
In fact, Paul illustrated this by talking about his own life.
也都保罗用他自己的例子来讲出这个事实。
He said, as an apostle, I have the right to take money from you.
就是说,保罗说,我是基督徒,我有权的,是你们要养我。
As an apostle, I have the right to take a wife with me.
就是说,也都是有权的,在教会娶一个姊妹成为我的太太。
But I have given up those rights because I think it will be better for you.
就是说,我放弃我所有这个权利,也因为爱你们的关系。
Through all of these issues that their church is having, Paul teaches them, you should act with sacrificial love.
就是说,他教导所有的信徒,都要我们每做一件事,都要用一个牺牲的爱来处理。
Even be willing to give up your rights for the sake of loving others.
因为你爱别人的关系,你放弃你自己的权利。
This is what he's teaching the church is true wisdom.
这里就是讲到关于教导,这个教堂,教会的真正的智慧。
But I think this still leaves us with a question.
仍然是这样,带回来一个问题。
How is this wisdom?
这个是什么的智慧呢?
God's wisdom is supposed to lead to life.
就是说, 神的智慧要我带领我们有生命。
But the wisdom that God displays here ends with Christ on the cross dead.
但係問題呢、这個神嘅智慧嘅令到基督係以至於被釘死十字架去死。
How is it wisdom to give away for your sake for others?
點樣係為到你哋嘅緣故，基督要去死咧
？How is it wisdom to become low so that others become high?
而係點樣神嘅智慧使一人嘅降低，別人嘅升高咧
？It doesn't make sense.
好似人睇上嚟係唔啱道理。
There are many stories throughout history of Christians who have given their lives completely and ended up dead, gaining nothing from it.
都喺歷史當中，我睇到好多嘅信徒為咗別人而放棄，犧牲咗自己嘅生命。
We're even reminded of our Sri Lankan brothers and sisters this morning.
好似記住今日斯里蘭卡呢班嘅弟兄姊妹都係一樣。
How is this wisdom?
呢個係點會有咁嘅智慧喺度
？Paul answers in chapter 15.
喺保罗喺第十五章嗰度咁样嚟到系讲俾我哋听。
This is wisdom because the resurrection is true。
因为话俾我听，因为有呢个复活呢个事实喺我哋。
This is wisdom because resurrection is the end of the story。
又系复活就系呢个嘅故事嘅结束。
This is wisdom because Jesus did not stay on the cross。
因为耶稣基督唔系留喺十字架上面。
He says in chapter 15 verses 20 through 22。
我哋喺第五章嘅嚟到睇十二节。
Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man.
死既是因一人而嚟，死人复活也是因一人而来。
For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都复活。
The first thing we should remember about Christ's resurrection is that it means there is resurrection for us too.
亦都系知道基督嘅复活，亦都系话俾我哋知，所有信基督嘅人，我哋都会复活。
Those who are in Christ will be resurrected to life.
而係在基督耶穌裏嘅，我哋都會復活有生命過嚟。
But it gets better，
更加好嘅。
In verses 24 through 26，
喺24至26節嘅話俾我知。
It says, then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power。
在後末期到了，那時基督既將一切執政的、掌權的、有能的都毀滅了，就把國交與父神。
For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet.
因為基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敵都放在他的腳下。
The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
盡末了，所毀滅的仇敵就是死。
Not only will you be resurrected, but in the resurrection life, Christ will reign as king.
我哋唔單止耶稣基督复活，信徒亦都会复活，但系耶稣基督成为呢个嘅君王。
Christ will sit on the throne, having defeated all of the enemies.
就系所有嘅仇敌都喺神基督嘅脚下。
Everything will be made right.
每一样事情都会嗰阵时会做得啱。
All of the rights that you have given up during life.
当你喺生命当中，你放弃晒所有你自己个人嘅权利。
All of the sacrifices you have made for others。
你所有喺生命当中，你为别人所牺牲嘅一切。
All of the wrongs you have endured from others。
你一直接受住别人对你嘅不公等嘅时候。
Christ is on the throne, they will be vindicated。
就系话喺神嘅国王喺呢个神国之中，一切都会平反过嚟。
And we will be alive with new life forever.
当嗰日我哋见到再次见到基督嘅时候，一切我哋有新嘅生命。
This is why Paul says he could risk his life for them.
就系保罗啲话俾你听，佢愿意为别人而牺牲。
He says in verse 31.
喺31节咁话。
I die every day. I mean that, brothers, just as surely as I glory over you in Christ Jesus our Lord.
三十一节，弟兄们，我在主基督耶稣里指着你们所夸的口，竭力的说，我是天天无死。
If I fought with wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, what have I gained?
我若当日 像尋常人在以弗所同見到那時我有什麼益處呢？
If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
若死人不復活，我們就吃吃喝喝吧，因為明天要死了。
If there is no resurrection, then maybe we can live by God's wisdom, or man's wisdom.
如果真係冇復活嘅時候，我哋不如就快快樂樂活喺呢個今生。
If there's no resurrection, acquire everything you can for yourself, eat and drink.
保罗都话，如果冇复活嘅时候，万不得就系我哋每一日生活嘅都系吃吃喝喝。
But because there is resurrection, Paul says, I will lay my life on the line.
因为有复活嘅事实嘅时候，保罗话我将我生命嚟到摆上。
I will give myself for others.
我愿意为别人而牺牲一切。
There is a bumper sticker that used to be very popular.
有一個好喺呢個車尾一個嘅標貼係通常係好受歡迎嘅。
It said, "He who dies with the most toys wins."
就話邊個為我死就邊個贏。
But I, in my role as a pastor, been around death a lot.
但我作為牧師嘅，我見到好多人嘅死。
And all the toys in the world don't matter at the deathbed.
就係所有嘅遊戲唔係喺呢個死的人的
people that have acquired much in their life or people that have sacrificed come to that same end.
無論你為別人犧牲，為攞曬好多嘢，你到頭來亦都係要面對死亡。
And death has a sting to it.
就係話死亡係一直嘅跟隨一個毒勾一樣。
And that is why Paul begins to end this chapter by saying this.
喺最尾，保羅咁結束呢、這個。
In verse 54, he says this.
在54节咁话,
When the perishable has been clothed with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的，这必死的，变成不死的。那时经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话，就应验了。
Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Paul says that because of the resurrection, death has lost its sting.
就是保罗话俾我听，有复活呢个事实，呢个嘅死嘅毒钩就唔再存在。
Several years ago, on Easter Sunday, my wife and I took a drive.
就是在几年之前，在呢个复活节嘅。我同我太太喺度開車
，and we were listening to songs about the resurrection of the dead。
又我聽到一個詩歌，就係講關於呢個耶穌基督嘅復活。
And we drove to the graveyard where her father was buried。
誒，我哋一路揸車去到佢爸爸葬嘅墳墓。
And we drove through the roads, looking at rows upon rows of graves。
誒，行緊去呢個墳場嘅時候，喺度旁邊一路都有好多墳墓。
But as we did that, we were listening to songs about the fact that those graves are not the end.
就係話，當我哋聽到呢個詩歌嘅時候，我睇到啲墳墓，我哋有盼望。呢個墳墓係唔係我哋嘅生命嘅完結
？Resurrection follows those graves.
就係話，復活係從呢個嘅死亡當中出現。
And I remember looking at those graves and saying, "Oh, death, where is your sting?"
就係話，當我哋喺度行入去睇到嘅時候，睇啲墳墓。
And so Paul ends this chapter by saying this.
所以保罗在最尾呢段嚟到咁样嚟到讲话。
In verse 58,
喺五十八节佢话
，Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚定。
Let nothing move you.
不可动摇。
Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
要常常竭力多作主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然。
It may seem foolish to sacrificially love others.
好似人睇上嚟好纯粹地为别人牺牲。
But stand firm in that work because it is not useless.
就话我哋要坚守住我哋嘅位置，不可动摇。
It's the most wise thing you can do.
就话我哋生命嘅当中。最有智慧咁去做
，because of the power of resurrection，
因为复活基督嘅能力。
So I want to urge us in this church today，
我今日系呼召大家
，as we relate to each other and love each other，
我哋要大家彼此嘅相爱
，seek the good of the other， The Corinthian church argued about how to worship. I've been in churches where this was a problem as well. We want to worship the way we want to worship. We want church to be the way we want church to be.
We even
want it in the language we want it to be. But Paul says, why not rather give up your rights to love others? That is wisdom. Because someday after the resurrection, we will all be standing around the throne of our Lord. And there will be every tribe and every tongue and every nation singing together to our Lord. And none of those things we try to acquire and get to be our way in life will even matter. So let me end with this verse from chapter 1, verse
18.
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful that Jesus did not stay dead. We are so grateful that he gave the example to us of a sacrificial life. And we are so grateful that his resurrection means that we will experience resurrection. Lord, I pray that we will be encouraged to continue living lives of sacrificial love because we know that resurrection awaits us. And Lord, I pray that you will give us hope. I pray that you will give us steadfastness. And I pray that you will give us a love that says, I let go of my rights in order to love others. And Lord, we are grateful that the sting of death has been gone. As we think of the Sri Lankan brothers and sisters who have experienced death today, I pray that those are left will not feel the sting of death in the same way because they know that their brothers and sisters are going to experience resurrection. And I pray for us as we experience our own fragile bodies that we will take hope in the resurrection. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Jesus has triumphed victoriously over you.